cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Mary swings,
strike two.
And the pitcher's nipsy too. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Yeah, yeah.
Blood on my hands, I'm on the fence, I double down. I swing and I miss, I'm kicking the ribs, in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be
Five minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Thank you.
4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joke.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
From Springfield, Missouri, in Hammonds Field, the Rough Riders are back in action as they take on the Springfield Cardinals for Game 2 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley with you, and very happy to have you along. Rough Riders and Cardinals after Frisco, a dominating 10-6 victory in last night's ballgame. Frisco hit three home runs and had some monster performances all up and down the lineup as they had some big ones from guys like Dustin Harris, who went 4-for-5 with a home run, three RBIs, three runs scored. Josh Stowers, who homered, and Sandro Fabian, who homered as well. That's the kind of offense we're expecting out of this lineup, but it hasn't come through as often as you might expect. Overall, Frisco has been a very pitching-dominated team, but yesterday allowing 6 runs as Cody Bradford, the Rough Riders starter, surrendered 5 in 4 and a third innings. But not to worry, his offense certainly backed him up in the ball game yesterday. They'll hope for more as they turn to Seth Nordlund, who makes his first career Rough Riders start in tonight's ball game, and he has a good mound opponent as it's Gordon Graceffo who gets the start on the other side for the Cardinals. He's the number 5 prospect in the Cardinals organization. It should be another very well-played matchup between these two, as we saw a lot of offense yesterday, and that's the kind of ballpark this is here at Hammonds Field. It's the second most offensive ballpark in the league, just behind Amarillo, and Frisco would certainly like to tap into that here in Game 2. Well, we gave you the overall look. Let's take you through yesterday's ball game overall. Rough Riders struck first in that first inning on an RBI double by Kellen Strom, scoring Dustin Harris, and that made it 1-0. It was also Kellen Strom's double to give him on base and on base, as he has now reached safely in 35 consecutive games. That 1-0 score held until the fourth inning when the Rough Riders jumped out in a big, big way. RBI single by Josh Stowers to make it 2-0, and then a 3-run home run from Dustin Harris made it 5-0 Frisco. The Rough Riders haven't blown more than a 3-run advantage all season long, but unfortunately they could not hold this 5-0 lead as Springfield came back with 3 runs in the fourth on a 3-run bomb by Malcolm Nunez, and then an RBI double by Jordan Walker, and an RBI double by Chase Pinder tied the game at 5-5. So the Rough Riders surrender the 5-run lead, but not to worry. They were tied at 5 into the top of the seventh when a fielder's choice brought in the go-ahead run off the bat of Kellen Strom. That was Dustin Harris crossing the plate. Then Sandro Fabian on the first pitch that Dalton Roach, the new reliever, threw. He took it out of the ballpark to left field, a 2-run home run. And that gave the Rough Riders at the time an 8-5 lead. In the bottom of the seventh, Springfield got a run back on an RBI single by Nick Dunn. But Frisco extended their lead just a little bit more by 2 runs on the 2-run homer by Josh Stowers to left center field, a 419-foot home run. Big-time stuff for Frisco on the offensive side as Tristan Polly gets the win in that ballgame last night. He goes to 1-1. And Domingo Robles falls to 2-5 as he gets saddled with the loss for the Cardinals. The Rough Riders were pretty good in the bullpen, though, outside of their struggles in the starting side of things with Bradford allowing those 5 runs. Joe Corbett, Tristan Pauly with shutout baseball, Josh Smith and Furo Zuna as well. Sandwiched in between that, Justin Slayton did allow 1 run for the bullpen. This is a Springfield team that is playing extremely good baseball. They have won 8 of their last 11. Rough Riders have won 3 of their last 4. And two teams that are vying for playoff bids in the second half, really looking forward to this one in Game 2. One guy who's not in the lineup today is Blaine Krim. He reached 4 times yesterday, 2 singles, 2 walks. And we got to catch up with the former Southern Mississippi product. A really fun guy to chat with, of course, and Krim is one of the more outgoing and one of the more candid guys on the team. So always fun to chat with Blaine Krim. We split it up into a 2-part interview, and so we'll have part 2 of that interview tomorrow during the pregame show. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are joined by Mr. Blaine Krim for part 1 of the 2-part interview on the Riders pregame show. It's the Rough Riders and the Cardinals in game number 92 on the season. Hard to believe we're nearing 100 here in 2022. Stick with us as Blaine Krim joins us next. Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Welcome back to Hammonds Field. We're pregame before game two of this six-game series. We're joined by Blaine Krim on the Riders Baseball Network. Blaine, you reached four times yesterday. Good way to start a series. How important is that just in general, especially when you're coming to a new ballpark and kind of experiencing a new area for the first time?
Yeah, it's definitely like a weight off your shoulders because, you know, you're trying to get that first game under your belt and kind of feel out their bullpen and kind of feel out what their pitching staff does to you. So, you know, hopefully I have a good idea of like how they're going to attack me the rest of the week. Didn't feel great, I guess, at the plate, but, you know, getting on base four times when you're not feeling good. I've had plenty of days where I feel amazing and go like 0 for 5. So, you know, I feel good about that. So, yeah, kind of like you said, I feel good going forward, have a little, you know, kind of plan on house money for the next couple of days. So I was mostly happy with the walk, so happy.
Not feeling good last night, but how have you felt overall recently at the plate?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I mean, I feel like I had a stretch of tough luck for a little while. You know, I guess I could complain about some stuff, like the power numbers and stuff right now. But, you know, it's such a long season, such a grind. I realized that last year. So that's kind of took a little weight off my shoulders, knowing that, you know, it feels like we only have a short amount of time left. But there's a lot of damage that can be done and a lot of damage as a team that we could do. You know, I feel like this team could easily go on a run like we did to start the year and, you know, blink and be in first place. So I think that's kind of what's keeping us going right now this late in the season. Yeah, I think at the plate it's just kind of getting back to, you know, keeping my approach kind of back up the middle and, you know, doing what the at-bat calls me to do. And I think when I do that is when the power numbers kind of come.
Talking with Blaine Krim, now you mentioned how long of a season it is. We just had the All-Star break.
Yeah.
How important is that to kind of take a step back a little bit from baseball, spend some time with your wife, Katie, and kind of just, you know, enjoy life a little bit?
Yeah, it was huge. I don't know if there was a baseball thought that crossed my mind for, you know, at least 48 hours, which is great. You know, of course, baseball is awesome, and, you know, it's not our life, but it's our job. But, yeah, 2 days of relaxation was very nice. Got to spend some good time with my wife, and couldn't get away from Jackson, Kellen, and Josh Smith, but, you know, we had a good time. My wife loves them, and, it was a great time. Good reset, you know, kind of get a little burst of energy, catch a second wind. You know, it's nice knowing that it's not a full second half. So it's kind of just like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, not in a bad way, but, you know, it helps you kind of get that second wind and go forward.
At this juncture in the season, you were finishing up your time in Hickory last year and about to come to Frisco. Now, being here the whole year, how important is it to not put pressure on yourself to try and move up a next level and just keep moving forward?
Yeah, I think the pressure, you know, is kind of let off a little bit when you see guys like Duran just go straight up. You know, I think the Rangers are so stacked right now that, you know, I think we could have guys here in AAA. I think we could have guys in AAA down here. It's just... yeah, I think we're a stacked organization, which is good. And it's just about getting consistent at bats and, you know, not really caring where you're at. And just, you know, double A is tough, triple A is tough. The game of baseball is tough in general. So I think just kind of being where your feet are at, that's tough sometimes, like you said. Like, it's really hard not to think about extracurricular things. But I think just having, you know, self-confidence, I guess, is the biggest thing. And, you know, just I think this team is special. I don't know if we've necessarily shown it, which is crazy that we're this late in the season, but we've shown signs of it. So, like I said, I think this team could pop off and for 10 wins in a row without even knowing. I like the way the homestand's going for us. I think we could finish strong, you know, win this series. And, you know, hopefully, you know, some things got to go our way with some other teams. But I think that's kind of the focus is, you know, popping some champagne at some point this year and, you know, going into the playoffs. You know, we got some new faces that might be coming up here that'll help out too. So it's exciting.
It certainly is exciting, and really enjoying our chat with Blaine Krim. You can find part two of that interview tomorrow during the pregame show, chatting with the Rough Riders first baseman. We'll take a break, come back, and the Rough Riders are getting set to take on the Cardinals. We'll get you the starting lineups that the Rough Riders will put out there, along with the Cardinals as well. We're looking forward to game two. First pitch coming up very soon. We'll continue the pregame show next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Hammonds Field as we are getting set for the second game of this six-game series. Rough Riders and Cardinals, and it should be a very good matchup. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's game, and we start with the visiting Frisco Rough Riders. The Rough Riders announced by Jared Gettert. 92nd game of the season. The Rough Riders at 12-10 in the second half. 48-43 so far overall this season. They look like this. Jonathan Ornelas is the shortstop leading things off. Then Justin Foscue at second. And Dustin Harris is DHing and hitting third. Middle third, it's Blaine Crim at first. Sandro Fabian in right field. And David Garcia is catching today. Miguel Aparicio is in left field, making his first start of the year for the Rough Riders after playing 15 games with Frisco last season. And then Josh Stowers in center field and Trey Hare at third base round out the nine for Frisco. Once again, it's Ornelas, Foscue, Harris, Crim, Fabian, Garcia, Aparicio, Stowers, and Hare, the overall look for the Rough Riders today. Seth Nordlund gets the start for Frisco, and here's the lineup he faces for the Springfield Cardinals at 13-9 in the second half. And 44-47 overall. Here's the lineup as announced by Jose LaHare, the manager. Mike Antico leads it off in center. Mason Wynn is at shortstop. And Jordan Walker is hitting third as the number six prospect in all of baseball. Nick Dunn is at second. Chase Pinder in left field. And Malcolm Nunez at first, making up the middle third of the order. And the bottom third, Chandler Redmond, the DH. Nick Raposo, the catcher. And Justin Turner is in right field today in the nine spot. Once again, for the Cardinals, it's Antico, Wynn, Walker, Dunn, Pinder, Nunez, Redmond, Raposo, and Turner, the starting nine on the card for Springfield. Gordon Graceffo, the number five prospect in the Cardinals organization, gets the start on the hill for Springfield. We're looking forward to what should be a very good matchup in game two on the mound, and overall, it should be a very good matchup in this ballgame on the offensive side as well. The Rough Riders are ready to go as we are just about set for first pitch and national anthem here at Hammonds Field. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll get you the play-by-play of today's ballgame here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Rabenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Rulengruder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
We're ready for first pitch as the first pitch comes across to Ornelas. It's a curveball down low off the outside corner, and we are underway. One ball and no strikes on this Wednesday night here in Springfield, Missouri. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you. As Graceffo offers in, it's a check swing and a miss on the upper edge to Ornelas. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Ornelas, the shortstop, hitting .319 on the season, the second leading hitter actively in the Texas League. 9 homers, 42 runs batted in, facing Gordon Graceffo, the right-hander, who squares his shoulders to home plate and deals in. High chopper up the middle, the second baseman Dunn, backhands behind the second base bag, throws across and gets him. One away. Nice play by Dunn, who's swinging an extremely hot bat right now, and he gets it done on the defensive side. Justin Foscue climbs in now. No score, top of the first just underway. Rough Riders with an 10-6 win in Game 1 yesterday, and now they go to work in Game 2. Foscue in from the right side. Here's the right-hander Graceffo back into his wind, and the offer's in. Popped up foul right side and out of play. It's 0-1. Foscue hitting at 274, four homers and 39 runs batted in. Hitting in the second spot of the order for the second consecutive game and also playing at second base. Graceffo, as he winds back, his left foot goes directly backwards. He peels the 0-1. A high pop-up on the infield. Dunn back into shallow center. Now comes back towards the infield. Makes the catch. A two up, two down quickly on five pitches. And here's Dustin Harris. That's what Graceffo can do. The 22-year-old, the number five prospect in the Cardinals organization. 6'4", 210-pounder out of Wayne, New Jersey. He went to Villanova and was the first Villanova player ever drafted when he was taken in the fifth round in last year's draft by the Cardinals. First pitch on the way to Harris. Swinging a high fly ball, foul left side, 0-1. Harris hitting 266, 15 homers, 61 runs batted in. The 15 homers and 61 RBIs are both team highs. Sixth in the league in RBIs this year. Graceffo, the 0-1. Fouled away left side. It's quickly 0-2. Graceffo's numbers are fantastic between High A Peoria and here in Springfield. With Peoria in eight starts, he dominated. A 0.99 ERA. 56 strikeouts to four walks. Here's the windback by the right-hander. And the pitch on the way. Inside to Harris, and it's one ball and two strikes. Opponents hit just 170 against him in Peoria, and it hasn't been too shabby here at this level either. 5-1, a 3-2-1 ERA, making his 10th start here in Springfield tonight. 2-1 pitch. Down low and inside. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders coming in at 12-10, four games behind Midland in the Southern Division of the Texas League. Graceffo back into his wind. He issues in. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Harris down on strikes on a good breaking ball away. His first strikeout, and the side comes to a close in order for the Rough Riders. We go into the bottom half of the first inning. Seth Nordland takes the hill when we come back. Rough Riders, nothing. Springfield coming to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Love. Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
No love. Seth Nordlund takes the mound for the Rough Riders as we go into the bottom half of the first inning. No score. Nordlund making his first double-A start of his career after he made a spot start in triple-A a week ago. Seth Nordlund has been a staple of the bullpen for the Rough Riders, leading Frisco in appearances out of the bullpen. That was before he went up to AAA. Mike Antico steps in and the pitch home. Just off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Seth Nordlund has been really good for the Rough Riders. And that's what you might expect from a guy who's been a guy who they've been turning to a lot this year. As the offering is fouled straight back and it's 1-1. As a reliever, 2-1, a 3.12 ERA in 22 outings. He's been especially good in road contests with a 2.31 ERA and 11 games away from Riders Field. 1-1 is fouled straight back, and Antico is behind 1-2. For Seth Nordlund, expect a steady diet of pitches that sink in the zone. As Nordlund throws a really healthy two-seamer, induces a lot of ground balls. He stretches, 1-2. In the air, out to shallow center. Ornelas back from his shortstop position. And he's under it to make the catch. One out on just four pitches, and here's Mason Wynn. Mason Wynn, the number four prospect in the Cardinals organization. He's an extremely toolsy shortstop. Second round selection in 2020 by the Cardinals. First pitch. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. One of those really young guys, just 20 years old. There's a bunch of them here on this Cardinals roster. No score in the bottom of the first, 0-1. Hard ground ball the opposite way to second. Foscue gobbles it up, fires onto first, and he gets Mason Wynn for the second out. Two up, two down. Here's Jordan Walker. Walker, not only the number one prospect in the Cardinals organization, he's the number six prospect in all of minor league baseball. And he is just 20 as well. A lot of youth in this order. Scoreless in the bottom of the first, 2 outs. First pitch. Just outside with a slider, 1 ball, no strikes. Walker hitting 304, 8 homers, 37 runs batted in this year. Nordlund from the stretch. He delivers. Hard grounder to short. Ornelas has it covered, snatches it up, fires onto first and gets Walker. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Seth Nordlund. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Nicely done by both pitchers through the first. Scoreless to the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
You're suffering from knee or hip arthritis? The resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blake Krim starts it off for the Riders in the second. No score between Frisco and Springfield. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you on what is an overcast day, but nonetheless very pleasant here in Springfield. First pitch on the way to Blaine Krim. That misses off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Blaine Krim, the first baseman, hitting .272 on the year. 13 homers, 52 runs batted in. And he was our distinguished guest on the pregame show today. The 1-0. Off the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. It was interesting talking to him because he said he didn't feel good yesterday. Well, he reached four times, two walks, two singles. Here's the windback by Graceffo. And the offering on the way. A high fly ball to right field, shallow. Turner coming in. He calls off the second baseman Dunn and makes the catch. Fly ball out to right, and there's one away. Four straight retired by Graceffo to start the game. Nothing-nothing our score, top of the second, and here's Sandro Fabian. Krim said he'll take the four times on base. He's more happy with the walks than anything else from yesterday, but he's had plenty of days where he feels really good and goes 0 for 5, so baseball's funny that way. First pitch to Fabian. High fly ball, jammed him, shallow left side, and foul. 0-1. We'll talk a lot more about Krim. Really insightful stuff in his interview. A part two will be coming tomorrow for that interview. Really one of our favorite guys to chat with. Sandro Fabian's down in the count, 0-1. Graceffo looks over his glove. He's back into his windup. And the right-hander delivers home. High off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-1 on the Riders' right fielder. Graceffo is one of those guys that might be looked back at as a steal in the draft. When he was drafted in the fifth round, didn't seem like the Cardinals were thinking they'd get this kind of production. 1-1. Off the outside corner in the dirt, it's two balls and one strike. But Graceffo was really good in 11 appearances, 10 out of the bullpen in A-ball in 2021 after getting drafted. Only a 1.73 ERA, a ton of strikeouts. He's back into his windup, the 2-1. Fastball, jammed him on a pop-up, back behind home. The catcher, Raposo, frisbees the mask away. Now coming back towards the plate, and he makes the catch. And two outs. That brings David Garcia to the plate. Rough Riders and Cardinals, no score. Here in the second inning. And then he goes out and does what he has been doing in the minors so far since being drafted. And that's pitch really well and strike a ton of guys out at the high A level. He's been doing it here at this level as well. And what he does well in addition to that is keep the pitch count down. He winds and offers home. Fastball dots the outside corner. A strike 0-1 to the Rough Riders switch hitting catcher. Batting from the left side, David Garcia. He looks over the top of his glove, and he fires in. Swing and a miss as Garcia goes over the top of breaking ball, and it's 0-2. If you look at his starts here at the AA level, he's had one start that hasn't gone at least 5 1/3 innings. One. 2 2/3. That's over nine starts. 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Three pitches, the curveball down low and inside. He picks up his second strikeout and retires the side in order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base, and he did it with not a lot of pitches. Once again, just 10 here in the second. We go into the bottom half of the second. The Rough Riders and Cardinals scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for Back to School Night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Rabenboozer.
Gartenhoser. Ruhlengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornella
Willis on his way home, and he scores.
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Dunn starts things off in the second for Springfield. No score. Rough Riders and Cardinals. Either team has had a base runner so far through an inning and a half. First pitch to Dunn. Strike on the outside corner out of the right hand of Seth Nordlund, and it's 0-1. Can't get much hotter than Nick Dunn. 10-game hitting streak, and what he's doing over it has been wild. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Dunn went 4-for-5 yesterday. He's now 19-for-35, a .543 average during this hitting streak. 1-1. Swinging a grounder left side of the infield. Ornelas charges from short, picks, fires on the run, and gets Dunn. One away. Ornelas made it look easy. Another ground ball. That's three in a row from Seth Nordlund. That's what he does. And Chase Pinder makes his way to the plate. The brother of Chad Pinder, a longtime Oakland A. Right-hander looks in for his sign. And the first pitch. Pinder a check swing. He went around for a called strike, and it's 0-1. I think it would have been a called strike either way on the check swing or the location of the pitch. Here's the look in by the right-hander from the first base side of the rubber. From the stretch, he deals in. It's low and away. Ball and a strike. Awesome to see Seth Nordlund get a spot start up in AAA. Later, or earlier, I should say, in this month. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. A line drive to left. Aparicio over towards the line. He has to play it on a hop. A base hit for Chase Pinder. Solid line drive smash to left, and that snaps a string of four in a row to retire, or retired, I should say, to start the ballgame. Malcolm Nunez now, right-handed batter. Nordlund from the stretch, he deals. Breaking ball for a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. That start against El Paso for Round Rock came on July 14th. He went three innings, allowing a couple runs on five hits. Struck out three and walked one. 0-1 pitch. We'll have to wait. A quick throw over to first. Pinder back in. Pinder was caught stealing yesterday. He's stolen successfully two bases. He's been caught five times this year. It's not been a good go for him on the base paths. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch away. And the free-swinging Nunez is behind in the count 0-2. Nordlund just quickly up for that spot start back here and now making another start consecutively. He made 11 starts last year at the high A level. 0-2. Low and away in the dirt. Garcia blocks, and it's 1-2. And he was second on the team in innings, only trailing Avery Weems. Will be the Rough Riders starter when this series concludes on Sunday. Nordlund missed all of 2019 and 2020 with Tommy John surgery. Here's the stretch and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him up and in with a fastball. Strike three. First strikeout for Seth Nordlund, and there are two outs. Chandler Redmond makes his way to the plate. Left-handed batter, designated hitter today. Big power bat. 11 home runs, though just hitting 233. Columbia, South Carolina native. Here's Nordlund from the stretch, and he fires. A hard liner to right field. Fabian coming on. It bounces in front of him. A single for Chandler Redmond, and Chase Pinder moves to second. So a couple line drive singles in the second inning for Springfield. Two aboard, two out in the second. No score for Nick Raposo. That one right down the heart of the plate. And Redmond turned on it, driving it directly towards Sandro Fabian in right field. Nick Raposo, right-handed bat. First pitch. Well, cue shot grounder, first base side, and foul. 0-1. Raposo 0 for 4 yesterday with a walk. Never got a chance because the first inning was so fast to get you the defense, so let's introduce you. Rough Riders send out Miguel Aparicio for the first time this year after he played 15 games with the Rough Riders last season. He's in left. Josh Stowers in center and Sandro Fabian in right field. Here's the stretch, and Nordlund looks back towards second, the 0-1. Low of the zone. Ball and a strike. Trey Hare at third. Jonathan Ornelas at shortstop. Justin Foscue at second. Blaine Krim at first. David Garcia does the catching today for the second consecutive ball game, and he goes out and chats with Nordlund, joined by the middle infield as well. One ball, one strike on Raposo. Runners take their leads from first and second. Bottom of the second, two outs, no score. Nordlund's pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air, right side, and foul. Bounces onto the seats and up near the concourse. One ball, two strikes. Decent crowd on a Wednesday night. They're beautiful. Hammonds Field. 1-2 toss. Low and away in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders won last night 10-6, but it wasn't without a few nerves in that ninth inning. Bases loaded. Tying run came to the plate in the form of Chandler Redmond. Nick Raposo was at the plate first, though, with the bases loaded. He struck out against Furo Zuna. And Redmond grounded out to end the game. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with the fastball for strike three. And Seth Nordlund strikes out two and gets out of the jam. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. Top three coming up. Rough Riders and Cardinals are scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Miguel Aparicio makes his way to the plate to start things off in the third inning. Scoreless, Rough Riders and Cards. Second game of this series. Welcome back, Miguel Aparicio. Here's the one back by Gordon Graceffo. And the right-hander deals in to left-handed batter. Aparicio swings into high fly ball to left. Pinder going back. He is near the warning track, backpedaling, and he makes the catch. One away. First pitch swinging, Miguel Aparicio. He has really good power. Didn't show it off for the Rough Riders last year as he didn't homer in his 15 games with Frisco, but did have 12 home runs in Hickory last year. Began the season with an injury and working his way back. Josh Stowers now, first pitch. Check swing. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. What a day yesterday for Stowers. 3-for-5. A home run, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Just what the doctor ordered. 0-1 pitch. Hard liner, fair down the left side, rolling into the corner. Stowers around first on his way to second, and he pulls in there easily. Another extra base hit. His 12th double, and this man is on fire right now. Got out in front of a fastball and ripped it down the left field line. Josh Stowers can't be stopped. Stowers had an 0-for-27 snapped with the double in his first at-bat yesterday in the second inning. And now a double here in the third. Makes him 4-for-6 in the series. Trey Hare stands in from the left side. No score. Top three. Runner at second. First base runner for the Rough Riders today. Graceffo the pitch. Curveball falls in the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Hare hitting .237, 15 long balls, 48 runs batted in, an .809 OPS. A career year for Hare. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a pitch diving low of the zone, 0-2. Hare got the day off yesterday in the opener, but he's been playing extremely well in the month of July. Offering a hard liner to first. What a pick by Nunez. Off to his left side. He takes it to the pillow for the out. Two away. Man, Hare roped it down the first baseline, and Nunez got down on one knee and made a short hop pick off to his left side to rob Trey Hare. Stowers down to third on the play. Two outs. Top of the order now in Jonathan Ornelas. That's one of those balls that was hit just about as hard as you can, and unfortunately you come away with an out. Air hitting .295 in July, entering into today's game. Here's Ornelas in from the right side. He grounded out to second in the first inning. And the first pitch is way. Low off the outside corner, 1 ball and no strikes. Ornelas now 1-for-6 in the series, but he did pick up a single in yesterday's game to extend his hitting streak to 11 games. Longest of his season. 1-0. Inside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-1. Ornelas this season, when he's hit them, they've come in bunches. His longest hitting streak this season before this 11-game streak was 4 games. He'd done it a few times. The 1-1. High chopper right side of the infield. Dunn picks it second. The covering pitcher is in time. Wow, Graceffo got over there as the first baseman Nunez went for the ball. And Graceffo was running parallel with Ornelas. The throw went to him, and he just got him for the out. Nicely done on both sides. Ground out to second for Ornelas. Ends the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors. Runner left on base. Bottom three coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom half of the third inning, Seth Nordland deals on in. Catches the outside corner to Justin Turner, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders and Cardinals, no score in the bottom half of the third. Nordland fires. Ground ball up the middle to the second baseman, Foscue, to his right. He fields and throws him out at first. One away. Easy play, and another ball on the ground. Five balls have been out in the field, and four of them on the ground against Nordland. A couple line drive base hits. The only couple base runners for Springfield today. Here's Mike Antico at the top of the order in the first pitch. Off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. Antico went 1-for-4 with a walk yesterday. Scored a couple runs, and this is a guy you want to keep off the base paths if you can. Pitch home. A high fly ball deep down the right field line. Fabian over towards the warning track, and he makes the catch. Off the end of the bat, Antico just missed it. There's a fly ball out for the second out of the third. Mason Wynn makes his way to the plate. Wynn, a ground out victim, his first time up. Antico with 50 stolen bases between high A and here this year. It's fourth in all of minor league baseball. First pitch to Wynn. A check swing, and he fouls it off right side, 0-1. Wynn, the shortstop, really showed it off in the Futures game. Both he and Walker, who's on deck right now, were in the Futures game for the Cardinals organization, both here in Springfield. 0-1. Top of the zone, a breaking ball for a strike, 0-2. And Wynn was all over the place on social media because of a throw he had. The pitch is a high pop-up back behind home. Garcia gets rid of the mask, but it's well into the seats. Foul ball, and it's still 0-2. The throw was 100 miles an hour from shortstop. He really loaded up and just rifled it across. That's what you want to do in the Futures game. You're in Dodger Stadium. Got to show it off. The pitch is sent high in the air to left center field. Aparicio over. Plenty of room. He calls off Stowers from center. Makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Seth Nordland. Nicely done. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top four coming up. Still no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The series
series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders and Cardinals haven't found the scoreboard yet as we go to the top of the fourth inning and Justin Foscue starts things off. Gordon Graceffo has been the mark of efficiency so far in this ballgame. Right on right to start things. And here's the first pitch. Curveball in the inside corner at the knees for a strike. 0-1 on Foscue. Graceffo has thrown 3 innings so far. He's thrown exactly 10 pitches in each inning. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Foscue takes low and away. Count goes to 1-1. And if my math is correct, that's 30 pitches on the dot through 3 innings. Really strong stuff by Graceffo, who's been doing that all season long, especially here in AA. 1-1 pitch on the way. High fly ball to deep left field. Pinder going back. He's at the warning track. Leaps, and it's gone! Justin Foscue with a solo home run, his 5th of the season, and the Rough Riders strike first. 1-0 Frisco. We've been waiting for that home run power to show, and Justin Foscue unleashes his 5th long ball of the year, 40th RBI of the season. Frisco with a leadoff home run in the 4th inning to draw first blood. And here's Dustin Harrison from the left side. Here's the wind back from the right-hander. He offers. Harris takes high and inside 1-0. Justin Foscue had an incredible season last year in terms of power with 17 home runs, and that was after missing most of the year. Wind back, 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball just outside. 2 balls, no strikes. He hit just 2 home runs here in Frisco, and both of them came in the last series of the season in Amarillo. Wind back in the 2-0 pitch on the way to Harris. Check swing, high and away. 3 balls, no strikes. His big power display came in High A Hickory when he was coming back from an injury where he hit 1 home run in his final game in rehab in Arizona and then proceeded to hit homers in 7 in a row once he got to Hickory. 8 straight, if you count the one in Arizona. 3-0 pitch home to Harris. Swinging a foul back into the glove of Raposo, the catcher. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-0 green light for the Riders' designated hitter. 1-0 Rough Riders, top 4. Nobody out, nobody on. Hopefully this is a spark for Foscue in the power department. Just his 5th home run. 3-1. High and inside, ball 4. And Dustin Harris coaxes a walk. First 2 have reached for the Riders in the 4th on the solo homer by Foscue, and now the Harris walk. That brings Blaine Krim to the plate. It was really fun talking with Foscue just a few days ago when the Rough Riders were in Arkansas, and he said he's gotten a little frustrated that the homers aren't coming. He feels like he's putting good swings on the ball, but he's not seeing the power. From the stretch, Graceffo looks to first and deals. Swing and a miss. Good curveball low and away, 0-1. But he also said that the mentality is that this is a level in AA where you're trying to get better and you're trying to improve, and that's how he's looking at it. He said he feels like he's playing well enough to the point where he's at. to keep improving. 0-1. Low and away in the dirt. Blocked by Raposo. Harris remains at first base, and it's 1-1. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the fourth inning. Nobody out, runner aboard. With the trade deadline coming up, it's always in the back of guys' mind, especially here at the AA level. Trade deadline is August 2nd this year, as we play on this July the 27th. Hopefully, Rangers will make good moves, if they make any at all. As the pitch is grounded to third, Harris takes off. So Walker fields on a bounce and fires across to get Krim. But putting Harris in motion, Rough Riders stay out of the double play. There's the first out of the fourth inning. Runner in scoring position for Frisco, though, as Harris with his great speed at second base. And Sandro Fabian climbs in. 1-0 Rough Riders in the back of a Justin Foscue solo homer. The Rough Riders' fourth home run for the first two games of this series after not hitting a homer at all in three games in Arkansas. First pitch to Fabian. Curveball captures the inside corner at the knees for a strike, 0-1. That's been the oddity of the second half for this Rough Riders offense. They came into the game yesterday last in the league in home runs in the second half with just 12 in 21 games. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fabian cuts through. Heater off the outside corner, 0-2. And now four home runs for the first game in about game and a half. We're playing the top of the fourth. 0-2. Fabian swings, gives it a ride to deep left. Pinder back to the warning track. He settles up just shy, makes the catch. And Harris remains at second. A fly ball out to the track in left field, and there are two outs. That brings David Garcia to the plate. 1-0 Rough Riders. Top of the fourth inning, now two down and a runner at second. Garcia struck out on three pitches against Graceffo in the second. Right-hander, third base side of the rubber, pins the glove to his left hip, looks in for his sign. His catcher, Raposo, he's got it. Sets to the belt and fires. Hums just inside to Garcia, and it's 1-1, no strikes. Cloud cover here in Springfield. It was sunny pretty much all day, and then we had some rain earlier. The tarp went on the field. Came off about an hour before first pitch. 1-0 toss. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. That's that big curve, and Garcia over the top of it. 1-1 and one strike. Not supposed to have any rain the rest of the night, though, so hopefully it'll stay away. Rest of the series looks a little bit dicey. Harris takes his lead from second, and the 1-1. Breaking ball, tap on the ground, first base side, and foul. As Rough Riders first base coach Mark Peterson. 1-2 on the catcher Garcia. Went 1-for-5 yesterday with a double. That was as a left-handed batter as he is right now. Switch hitter. Average almost 100 points better from the left side this year than the right side. Here's the stretch. Graceffo offers. High and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pull side shift on the infield against him. Shortstop Mason Wynn almost behind the second base bag with Nick Dunn about halfway in between first and second on the cut of the outfield grass as the second baseman. 2-2 toss. Swing and a miss and a ball that gets away in the dirt off to the left side towards the Riders' dugout. And Garcia's safe at first. So a swinging strike three wild pitch on a crazy carom that went off Raposo's glove and shot to his left side off the facing of the third base dugout. Dustin Harris moves to third on the wild pitch, and Garcia reaches on the strike three wild pitch. A third strikeout for Graceffo. Runners on the corners, and the Rough Riders will look to take advantage with Miguel Aparicio playing his first game with the Rough Riders this season. He flied out to left field on the first pitch he saw. back in the third. Left-hander at the plate. Right-hander's pitch. Fouled straight back, 0-1. Aparicio, the left fielder, spent majority of his time in Frisco last year in right field, played 15 games with Frisco. He did a lot of his damage, though, with High A Hickory. Graceffo, the 0-1. Bottom of the zone, a called strike. Right of the knees, 0-2. 23-year-old Aparicio, 6 foot, 195 pounds, sporting a really thick, long beard, a black beard underneath his helmet. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a pop-up left side and foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Runners at the edges for the Rough Riders, 1-0 Frisco. Top of the fourth inning on a solo home run by Justin Foscue to begin this inning. It's been the most laborious inning for Graceffo so far tonight. Mentioned he'd thrown 10 pitches in each of his first three innings. He delivers. A swing and a miss and a breaking ball down low and inside in the dirt. Raposo blocks this time and fires down to first to complete the strikeout. And the side comes to a close. Well, Rough Riders strand a couple on the base pass, but not before they score a run on a solo homer from Justin Foscue. Rough Riders lead 1-0 as we roll to the bottom half of the fourth inning from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri, on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 1-0 to the bottom half of the fourth inning on the back of a Justin Foscue solo homer. The first pitch to Jordan Walker is a breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1 from Seth Nordlund. We begin the bottom half of the fourth inning in a game that is not too different at this juncture from last night. The pitch, a swing and a miss. It's 0-2 on a slider away. Entering the fourth inning yesterday, it was just 1-0 Frisco led. Nordlund the 0-2. Broken bat grounder up the middle. The second baseman Foscue fields behind the bag. Fires on to first and gets Walker. One away. Nick Dunn makes his way to the plate. The Rough Riders last night scored four runs in the top of the fourth and led 5-0 into the bottom half of the fourth inning, where we are right now. The Rough Riders did score in the top of the fourth, but just the one tally. Nick Dunn grounded out to short his first time up. Left-handed batter, Nordlund from the stretch. And he deals. Strike at the bottom of the zone. Fastball from Nordlund, and it's 0-1. Seth pitching in his fourth inning. He has been very efficient. 0-1. Tapper, left side of the infield, down the line. A fair ball just out of the reach of Hare. Dunn up to first, and he stops right there as Aparicio fires it back in. He has a very strong arm from left. And Nick Dunn, a bouncing ball single the opposite way on a ball that was chopped right along the third baseline. Hare was playing off the line because it was a left-handed batter. And he took about four steps, reached out full extension with the backhand, and it was just out of his reach. Even if Hare might have gotten his glove on the baseball, there's probably no chance he throws out Dunn at first. But Chase Pinder now, right-handed batter, and the first pitch on the way. Just outside. Slider from Nordland, 1-0. Third hit today for the Cardinals. They're out hitting the Rough Riders 3-2. Though Frisco on top, 1-0. The 1-0. Grounder foul back behind home, 1-1. Pull side shift on the infield for Pinder. Right-handed batter. He singled to left his last time up. One of two hits in that second inning against Nordland. 1-1. Strike on the upper edge. Top shelf slider for Seth Nordland, 1-2. Nordland used just eight pitches in that third inning. And the Rough Riders do get James Jones up and loosening in their pen as the pitch is high, 2-2. James Jones, one of the newest Rough Riders, along with Aparicio, the left fielder. Nordland, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away with a breaking ball for strike three. Third strikeout for Seth Nordland, two away. Malcolm Nunez stands in now. Rough Riders lead 1-0. Bottom four, runner at first, two outs. Dunn takes his lead from first. And the pitch on the way to Nunez. Catches the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Nunez hit an absolute missile to left field for a three-run home run yesterday at 113 off the bat. 0-1. He swings and misses here on a fastball, and it's 0-2. It was his 14th home run of the year, and this is a guy who has a ton of pop. Number 10 prospect in the Cardinals organization. Nordland, the 0-2. Slider low. Ball and two strikes. It's a four-pitch mix for Seth Nordland. Four-seam, two-seam fastballs. Slider and a changeup. 1-2 toss. Way outside. Two balls, two strikes. Garcia did a great job getting up out of his crouch to nab that one and keep Dunn at first. Dunn is just 4-for-6 in stolen base attempts this year. He takes his lead. And the 2-2 toss on the way. Strike three called. Got him with a slider looking on the outside corner. Perfect pitch from Seth Nordland. He picks up strikeout number four. And retires the side in the fourth. No runs a hit, no errors, runner left on base. 1-0 Frisco. Top of the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right at the top of the fifth inning here at beautiful Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you in the second game of this six-game series. Rough Riders lead 1-0 on a Justin Foscue solo home run. 8-9-1 due up against Gordon Graceffo in this fifth. Josh Doers, who doubled back in the third, lead things off. What a different hitter we're seeing in the first two games of this series than we've seen over the last couple weeks for Stowers. In a good way. Here's the one back in the pitch. Stowers swings, grounds it foul back behind home, 0-1. Stowers 4 for his first 6 in this set. 3 extra base hits, including a homer. It's doubled twice. Hitting everything hard. His double was off the middle of the wall in left center. Yesterday, the pitch. A high fly ball out to deep left field. Forget about it. That one's long gone. Second home run in as many days for Josh Stowers. His 6th of the season. And the Rough Riders grab a 2-0 lead. Oh, keep hitting him hard, big fella. Josh Stowers with another homer. And that one was smoked. Chase Pinder in left field barely moved. A long solo homer for Stowe. And here's Trey Hare. Third hit of the ball game for the Rough Riders is their second homer. Trey Hare now. And the first pitch on the way. Fouled away left side, 0-1. Man, Josh Stowers, an 0-for-27, and he has loved coming to Springfield. Now 5 for his first 7, 2 homers, 2 doubles. The pitch. A hard line drive to right field, though, right at Justin Turner, and he squeezes for the out. Man, Trey Hare has clubbed 2 balls. And both of them have been outs. Numbers are in on the Stowers homer, 101 off the bat. And 413 feet. A long home run for Josh. Top of the order now, here's Jonathan Ornelas. A couple ground outs to short today. First pitch. Breaking ball is high. 1 ball, no strikes. 1 on the ground, 1 a high chopper. And Nick Dunn had to throw to the covering pitcher, Gordon Graceffo. He winds back and deals in the 1-0. Swing and a miss and a good breaking ball away. And the count is 1-1. Seen Ornelas out in front and a few good breaking balls in this series overall. The right-hander is 1-1. Low and away in the dirt, 2-1. If there's been one Achilles heel here at the AA level for Graceffo, it has been the long ball. It's now 9 homers allowed, and this is 10th start at the AA level. Good thing for him, though, is there have been nobody bored on each one. They've both been to lead off the last two innings in the fourth and the fifth. 2-1. High fly ball into deep left center field. And Tico back near the warning track. And he's under it to make the catch. Another long fly ball for Rough Riders batter. 2 down for Foscue. He homered back in the fourth. Mm-hmm. Foscue has been hitting really well lately. We just haven't seen that power. And now we're starting to see it. Graceffo winds back and offers in. After a deep breath, here she comes. Just low, one ball, no strikes. Foscue this month hitting .303. Over 15 games entering into today. The 1-0. Low and away in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, bases clear. 2-0 Rough Riders in this top of the fifth. Foscue back in from the right side. 2-0 toss. Rips the outside corner for a called strike. 2-1. Graceffo peers over the top of his glove. The 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball tapped on the ground, third base side, and foul. 2-2. Foscue's home run, 91 miles an hour off the bat, 367 feet. Not necessarily what you'd expect to see for a long home run, but just fit it into the bullpen. Graceffo, the 2-2. Foscue swings and misses, and a ball in the dirt off to the left side. Raposo blocks and fires it down to first to complete the strikeout. Fifth strikeout for Graceffo. He allows another solo homer, though, and the Rough Riders extend their lead to 2-0. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning from Hammonds Field next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet and greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip into their bullpen as we start the fifth inning. It's James Jones who they select. And Jones making his Rough Riders debut this season. First pitch home to Redmond. The left-hander misses inside. It's one ball and no strikes. James Jones, the Rough Riders pitcher back in 2019, the former big leaguer as an outfielder for the Seattle Mariners. The 1-0. Inside, two balls, no strikes. A low quarter, kind of three-quarter arm slot for James Jones. And he was really good as a reliever for the Rough Riders in 2019. The pitch. Bottom of the zone for a strike, 2-1. He's dealt with a slew of injuries ever since. The 33-year-old, though, is back on the mound pitching in minor league baseball for the first time since he pitched in AAA in 2019. 2-1. Swinging a grounder, foul back behind home, and it's 2-2. Jones suffered a tear and a ligament in his knee in 2020 when he stepped on one of his children's toys at home. Just an awful injury, and then missed all of last year as well. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. He whiffs the first man he faces. Chandler Redmond sit down on his first strikeout. Missed all of last season with a left lat strain. And now he's back in pitching. Nick Raposo stands in for the right side. 2-0, Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth. And the first pitch, low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Brooklyn, New York native was a draft pick in the fourth round by the Mariners back in 2009 and was converted to a pitcher with the Rangers organization. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 1-1, after he was traded to the Rangers back in 2015. With Frisco in 2019 and 40 outings out of the bullpen, he went 1-1, a 2.56 ERA. He slings it in and misses down and in, two balls and one strike. Really good to see him back on the mound. Pitch home. Swinging a grounder, foul left side, 2-2. Jones, a really easy guy to root for to make it to the big leagues. One of the really nice guys. And really, you hear it from everybody. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Back-to-back Ks to start his night here in the fifth. Two down. Justin Turner makes his way to the plate. Really nice to everybody all around the ballpark. And really anyone you talk to, they rave about this guy's makeup. The pitch. Just outside to Turner, and it's one ball and no strikes. 2-0, Rough Riders, two outs, bottom five, bases clear. He takes over for Seth Nordlund, who was really strong in his shutout start. Pitch home. Inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Final line for Nordlund, just about as good as you can get. Four shutout innings. Three hits allowed, four strikeouts, no walks. Designed short start. 2-0. Flicked foul just above the netting left side and up over the overhang. 2-1. And the offense has backed him with a couple home runs. 2-1 pitch. Chopper foul left side. 2-2. Jones pitched in four rehab games in Arizona and struck out the world. 12 strikeouts in five innings. He delivers home here and misses outside. Three balls, two strikes. Did not allow a run, just three hits allowed in his five innings of work. And he struck out the first two he's seen here with the Rough Riders. He fires. Inside, ball four. Misses the slider. Walk to Turner. Base runner for Mike Antico. Antico 0-2. Third time through the order for the Cardinals. Rough Riders lead 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Jones from the stretch. He delivers. High. It's one ball and no strikes as that ball went off the glove of Garcia back behind home and went off Trevor Daninger, the home plate umpire. One ball, no strikes. We talk about Jones' outfield career. He was a very good outfielder in terms of speed and defense. Here's the stretch. And he offers home. Swing and a miss. Antico out in front. 1-1. With the Mariners, he stole 27 bases in 2014. Here's the offering in. A ground ball foul at the plate, and he's ahead 1-2. Making his way through the minors, he didn't play in the Texas League. Played in Double-A Jackson. was back in 2013. Spent two seasons in High Desert when they were a Mariners affiliate in 2011 and 2012. And then right after that season, they became a Rangers affiliate at the High A level. 1-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. And James Jones strikes out the side in his first inning back since 2019. Welcome back, James Jones. Rough Riders lead 2-0 as we go to the top of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the sixth inning, a 2-0 advantage for the Rough Riders. Gordon Graceffo back out for another inning of work as he deals home to Dustin Harris. First pitch breaking ball, called strike outside corner 0-1. Harris will walk back in the fourth inning. He's 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed bat. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good curveball down low and inside. 0-2 on Harris. It's Harris, Krim, and Fabian 3-4-5 for the Rough Riders in this sixth. Not a lot of offense to speak of so far. Just six combined hits, two combined runs, the two solo homers for the Rough Riders in the fourth and the fifth. 0-2 toss. Low of the zone. Blocked in the dirt by Raposo, and it's one ball and two strikes. What a day for Harris yesterday. A season-high four hits, 4-for-5, a home run, three RBIs, tied a season-high with three runs scored. He stands up in the box. And the 1-2. High. Two balls, two strikes. Harris continuing to hit. He's now hitting .327 over his last 13 games. Time called. And a pitch clock violation on Graceffo. Three balls, two strikes. The count runs full on Harris now. Crazy thing for Harris is if you ask him, he doesn't feel like he's having the kind of season he would like. Pitch on the way. Outside, ball four. He walks for the second time. Harris aboard at first base, and Blaine Krim makes his way to the plate. Very high standard of himself, and especially after hitting it upwards of .320 last year. Feels like he should be hitting a lot better than he is this season. Coming into today, hitting .266. Still having a very strong season, though. Same thing with Blaine Krim, who stands in. He's 0-2 today. First toss. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. And he said something that we have echoed time and time again this year. He said, it is crazy that this team isn't winning more games than they have with all the talent that is on this team and just a loaded Rangers system. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, strike in the inside corner on the curve, and it's 0-2. It's not a knock on anybody in particular. It just seems like the Rough Riders players haven't been hot at the same time. Frisco gets hot. August is going to be a huge month with three home series out of the 4 weeks. Quick throw over to first, and Harris is back in. Krim with his 13 home runs this year. Seems like a lot. It's a guy who hit 30 last year. 29 to be exact. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a curveball out in front. Oh, Krim goes down swinging. It's the sixth strikeout for Graceffo. One out in the sixth inning. 2-0 Rough Riders. Here's Sandro Fabi. That's baseball, though. Ebbs and flows of the season. This guy can get a hold of one and send it a long, long way. He has 11 homers this season, and he hit his 11th last night. Graceffo from the stretch, the pitch. Fastball whacked foul back behind home. 0-1. 0-2 today, though. A pop out and a fly out of the warning track in left field. And his two trips. 2-0 Rough Riders. Graceffo deals. Hard grounder left side that squeaks through for a base hit. Harris up to second. Fabian aboard with a single. And the Rough Riders have two aboard with one out for David Garcia. And there is action with a left-hander out of the bullpen for the Cardinals. See how much longer Graceffo goes. Looks like it's Tyler Pike who's loosening up. Good chance for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Curveball outside. One ball, no strikes. Garcia 0-2 today. Two strikeouts. He struck out and reached on a wild pitch, though, in the fourth. Play in the top of the sixth. One nothing toss. Upper edge of the zone for a strike. 1-1. Outfield plays deep, especially to the pole side for Garcia. One one. Down low and inside, two balls and one strike. Rough Riders catcher trying to ignite something with still just one out. Miguel Aparicio on deck. Graceffo fires in. Breaking ball, swing and a miss in the dirt. 2-2 as Garcia's been befuddled by that curveball from Graceffo. It's his best off-speed pitch, and we've seen him use it really well today. His pitch count's not in terrible shape. 79 pitches. This next one will be the 80th with one out here in the sixth. Well, this might be his final batter with Pike warming up in the pen. The pitch. Curveball whacked in the air into center field, base hit. Harris had to hold up to make sure it wasn't caught. He gets waved around third anyway. The throw is up the third baseline, and Harris slides in safely. RBI single for Garcia. 3-0 Rough Riders in the sixth. He turned that curveball one too many times, hung it, and Garcia punched it over the shortstop, Mason Wynn, into shallow center. Oh, Harris with his electric speed, even though he had to hold up. Able to score from second base. Fabian up to second. And Garcia has his 24th RBI of the year. Miguel Aparicio now, but he will not face Gordon Graceffo. LeHair out of the dugout. He points down to the bullpen, and he's going to go get Tyler Pike, a left-hander. Pitching change in the sixth. 3-0. Frisco leads it over the top of Springfield. We'll step aside. Return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders with a run in already here in the sixth. They lead 3-0. Runners at first and second for Miguel Aparicio and Tyler Pike, the left-hander, on the mound. Great opportunity to add on. As the first pitch comes in, and a swing and a miss. Slider low and away, and it's 0-1 to Aparicio. Tyler Pike, the 28-year-old, 6-foot, 180-pound left-hander. Former Seattle Mariners competitive balance pick in 2012. Here's the stretch, and the pitch home. A swing and a foul off the catcher Raposo, and it's 0-2 on Aparicio. Pike has bounced around, and the Mariners organization for a long time before he was traded to the Braves in 2016 and then elected free agency and signed last year in late May with the Cardinals organization. 0-2. Swinging a soft tapper foul right side. Still no balls, two strikes. Spent last season in Springfield as well. 15 outings, 10 starts, a 4.85 ERA. This season it's been majority out of the bullpen. Just one start out of his 23 outings so far this year. 1-3, a 4.39 ERA. He steps off the rubber. Aparicio behind in the count. No balls and two strikes with Fabian at second, Garcia at first. Not a lot of speed on the base pass for the Rough Riders. Here's the 0-2. Low and away in the dirt. Raposo blocks. One ball, two strikes. Well, Rough Riders score their first run in this inning on a run-scoring hit that wasn't a homer. Two solo homers, now an RBI single by Garcia. Their first hit with the runners in scoring position tonight, the pitch. Fly ball foul left side, still 1-2. They're now 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position, but when you're pitching a shutout, it doesn't really matter on the other side. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Tapper foul right side. Still one ball and two strikes on Aparicio. Only five hits tonight for Frisco. Two of them in this inning. Pike from the stretch. And he offers in the 1-2 pitch. Time called right before the pitch comes home. Pitch clock violation. So two balls and two strikes. Mike taking a little bit too much time. Here's the 2-2. Swing, and a man struck him out with a curveball low and outside. And there's the second out on the first strikeout for Tyler Pike. First batter he faces. Here's Josh Stowers. Stowers 2-for-2 today. He's doubled and homered. The pitch. Low and away in the dirt. Raposo blocks. One ball, no strikes. Stowers, a double down the left field line and a 413-foot missile to left field. That was in the fifth inning. Left-hander Pike readies. The 1-0. Swing, and a miss out in front of a curve. 1-1. Grant Anderson is loosening in the Riders pen, so that'll be the end for James Jones in his 2022 Riders debut. Struck out the side in his inning. 1-1. Chopper to short. Easy play for Wynn, who fields, fires on to second, and gets him for the final out of the sixth inning. But the Rough Riders get a run. It comes on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. Rough Riders lead 3-0 to the home half of the sixth here on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Anderson takes over for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen. Bottom half of the sixth inning, Frisco leads 3-0. Mason Wynn stands in to lead things off. 2-3-4 in the order. And the first pitch clips the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Anderson, the third pitcher used by the Riders today, 0-1. Down low and inside, one ball and one strike on Wynn, who's 0-2 tonight. Seth Nordlund got the start. Four shutout innings, four strikeouts. James Jones struck out the side in his inning. The pitch is chopped back behind the plate. And foul as David Garcia, the Riders catcher, tried to do the toe tap as he picked it from behind home and then put both feet at home plate and said, come on, that's got to be a fair ball, right? And it's a foul ball, and it's 1-2. Offering in, got him swinging off the outside corner. Slider flying away from him off the outside edge. And Grant Anderson strikes out his first. Oh, eighth strikeout for Rough Riders pitching today. One out in the sixth inning, 3-0 Rough Riders. Here's Jordan Walker. First pitch. Clips the outside corner, 0-1. Let's take a look around the scoreboard in the Texas League. Rough Riders are not alone playing today. The pitch. Low and outside, 1-1. San Antonio leads Midland 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. That's big. The Rough Riders need Midland to lose. Frisco is back four games of the Rockhounds. 1-1. Fly ball foul right side. It's 1-2. Midland atop the Southern Division in the Texas League. Wichita, they're hosting Northwest Arkansas. And it's the Naturals that lead 2-0 in the bottom of the third inning at Riverfront Stadium. The pitch. Low and outside, 2-2. 3-0 Rough Riders are score here. Bottom half of the sixth inning, one out, base is clear. Tulsa out in front of Arkansas, 2-0. And Amarillo leading 2-0 over Corpus Christi. So a lot of blankings on one side tonight. It's only one game in which both sides have scored in the Texas League so far. Baseball oddity. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider away. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Anderson. It's been a strikeout fest tonight for Springfield offensively. Nick Dunn makes his way to the plate. 3-0. Rough Riders lead it. Seven of the last eight have been retired by Rough Riders pitching with a walk mixed in. All seven who have been retired have struck out. That is wild. First pitch to Nick Dunn. Misses away. One ball, no strikes. Dunn singled. He's 1-for-2. His single came back in the fourth. Just three hits offensively for Springfield. Anderson pitches. Slider just away. Two balls, no strikes. Rough Riders pitching, dominating in this game. Seven consecutive outs via the strikeout. Anderson, the 2-0. Swing and a miss and a nasty slider that nearly hit Dunn. 2-1. Pull side shift on the infield. That's what allowed the hit for Dunn back in the fourth. The pinch. A line drive to right field, but Fabian coming in, he makes the catch chest high, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Grant Anderson. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Nicely done. It's the first non-strikeout in the last eight outs for Springfield offensively. Top seven, Rough Riders in front, 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
We'll be right back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nine, 1-2 for the Rough Riders as we start the seventh. Frisco leads 3-0 over the Cardinals in game two of this six-game series. My name is Zach Bigley. Happy to have you from beautiful Hammonds Field here in Springfield, Missouri. Rough Riders in the midst of a nine-game road trip. Three games in Arkansas, six games here. First pitch to Trey. Big curveball inside corner for a strike. 0-1. Tyler Pike back out for his first full inning of work. He relieved Gordon Graceffo, the starter. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Hare whiffs on a pitch away, and it's 0-2. He's 0-2 tonight. Graceffo ended up going 5 1/3 innings, allowing 3 runs all earned on 5 hits, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Hare down on 3 pitches. He strikes out. 1 away. Second strikeout for Pike. It brings Ornelas to the plate at the top of the card. 0-3 today for Ornelas, the shortstop. Johnny has grounded out twice and flied out to center. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Grounder foul left side. Hey, nice play by Eric Dorton, Riders hitting coach, right into the bullpen on the left side for Frisco. 0-1. Made it look easy on the bare hand. Miguel Aparicio comes over and gives him some grief. 0-1 toss. Down low and inside. Ball and a strike. Rough Riders, 3 runs on 5 hits and no errors. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for Springfield tonight. One. Curveball, high and outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ornelas, unfortunately, has seen that batting average dip over the last month. It's really been the first month all season where he hasn't been one of the best hitters on the team. 2-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. A lot more swing and miss than we're used to seeing. Usually it's on breaking balls, and he can hit fastballs pretty well. If you look at the month-by-month by Ornelas, it's pretty consistent until you reach July. He calls time and steps out. April hit 370, 333 in May, 296 in June. In July, just 284. Despite an 11-game hitting streak. 2-2. Tapped a third and foul. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, steadily declining. Law of averages hitting him just a little bit, but can't imagine he's going to be not hitting as well for long as the pitch is low. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. And again, he's riding an 11-game hitting streak. It's not like he's struggling at the plate by any means, but he's not, you know, the Johnny Ornelas that we were used to seeing at the beginning of the year. There was line drives everywhere, all over the field. Payoff pitch. High and outside, ball 4. He draws a walk here with 1 out in the 7th, and Justin Foscue climbs to the plate. 3-0 Rough Riders. Foscue 1-for-3 with a solo homer. The good thing for Ornelas is he is hitting for a lot more power. His 5 doubles in the month of July, the most out of any month he's had, and he's only played in 18 games so far. First pitch. Boskiew watches one in the inside corner, 0-1. Boskiew's home run went into the bullpen in left field, back in the fourth. 0-1. Inside, it hit him on the right knee on a curveball. So it wasn't necessarily the speed that hurts, it's the placement. As Foskey will take first base on the hit by pitch. That brings Dustin Harris to the plate, who only has one official at bat today. He's walked twice and scored a run. Harris in this series, 4-for-6. 4 runs scored. He's reached 6 times. The only time he has been eliminated has been a strikeout. He reached on an error in his 1-0-for yesterday. Pitch in. He spoils it foul over the netting left side into the sweet area. 0-1. Harris a chance to extend the Rough Riders lead here. 3-0 already. We play in the top of the seventh. Pike from the stretch. And he offers in the 0-1. There's a strike with a slider outside corner. Right at the knees, 0-2. One just clipped the edge on its way outside from the left-hander. Sweeping across the zone. Pike from the stretch. And pitch clock violation. That's Pike's second pitch clock violation. 1-2. Now the pitchers can see the pitch clock. There's one out in right center field for the umpire to look at, and then there's one behind the plate on the padding for the pitcher. 1-2. Line drive into shallow right field. Turner coming on, and he makes the catch. Now Harris reached out on a curveball and tried to whack it into shallow right. Just got a little bit too much of the barrel. And he flies out. Two down for Blaine Krim with two aboard. Oh, for a 3-day for the Riders first baseman. White batting gloves against a two-tone bat. First pitch. Down and in the dirt, skips away from Raposo back to the backstop, and Ornelas moves up to third. Foskiew, the trail runner, tags second. 1-1, no strikes on Krim, now with 2 runners in scoring position. Really strong opportunity with 2 outs. This is something we were talking about before the game with Krim. He said it feels like a lot of my RBI opportunities have come with 2 outs. And this is one of them. Here's the stretch and the pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Good chance for him to drive in a couple runs. His 52 RBIs are second on the team. 1-1. Strike in the outside corner, knee level, 1-2. Didn't agree with the call from Trevor Daninger, but Krim is back in now, 1-2. Big pitch, offering in. Down low in the dirt, Raposo blocks, 2-2. Big block on a pitch that was out in front of home, and Raposo still able to smother it. 2-2, 2 outs. As the great one Vin Scully would say, the deuces are wild. Here she comes. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Krim goes down swinging, and the Rough Riders turned away on the third strikeout by Tyler Pike in the seventh. No runs, hits, errors, 2 runners left on. Go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's time to stretch here in Springfield. Rough Riders lead 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Chase Pinder steps in to start the seventh. Grant Anderson still out there for the Rough Riders after he worked a 1-2-3 sixth. 3-0 Frisco in the second game of this series after the Rough Riders took game one as well. The pitch. Inside corner with a fastball for a strike at 95 from Grant Anderson. It's 0-1. Pinder, 1-for-2 today with a single back in the second. He has one of three hits for Springfield tonight. Offering it way outside, it's 1-1. Let's take a look around the Texas Rangers affiliates at the scoreboard today. Low A down east in action against Charleston. A game in the ninth. The pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Down east adding on against the River Dogs. Two runs in already here in the ninth inning, and they lead 9-3 over Charleston, who's just been insane this year. One of the best teams in all of the minors. The pitch. High drive deep down the left field line, hooking, and it is foul. 2-2. And had home run distance, but a foul ball. Charleston 59-31 this season in their 90 games. That's crazy. High A Hickory in action as well. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning hosting Rome. They lead 11-3 in the bottom of the fourth. A lot of offense. The pitch just outside. 3-2. Triple A Round Rock bringing out the bats as well against Sacramento so far in this one. At home, leading 8-0 as they play in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch hit off the end of the bat, cued into the Cardinals' dugout right side. It's still 3-2. See who's done the damage so far. Ryan Doro, former Rough Rider, with his third home run of the season, a solo shot. Hits all over the place. 3-2. High fly ball, shallow right field, long run for Fabian in towards the line, but he's got it measured, and he puts it away. One out here in the seventh, and Malcolm Nunez makes his way to the plate. 3-0 our score. Rough Riders lead it in the seventh with one out. Dio Edias is currently hitting, but he's 1-for-2 already with three RBIs in the ballgame. He's hitting .310 in AAA. So awesome to see. For a guy who was here all year last year, started the season here again, and really struggled offensively. First pitch, Nunez watches on the outside corner, a strike 0-1. So he, and well, there you go, he just singled. So 2-for-3 now with three RBIs. 0-1. Down the middle, a called strike, 0-2. Good to see for the Cuban. Trying to make his way to the big leagues. Everyone in the lineup except for Nick Tanelu has a hit at the AAA level for Round Rock, but he's reached on a walk. The pitch. Hard grounder past Trey Hare down the third baseline in towards the corner. Nunez turns around first on his way to second. The throw is offline from Aparicio. And it's a stand-up double on an 0-2 pitch for Nunez, his 11th double of the year. Brings Chandler Redmond to the plate on a slider that was low of the zone, and he just reached down and yanked it down the left field line. Chandler Redmond stands in, who's 1-for-2 today. Time called. Here comes Jared Gettert out of the Rough Riders dugout. And he's going to go to the bullpen. Grant Wolfram will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen and take over here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Frisco, a 3-0 lead. Pitching change here at Hammonds Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride!
That ball's long gone!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Three nothing Frisco in the bottom half of the seventh with the runner aboard and one out. We go back to the bullpen. Grant Anderson replaced by Grant Wolfram. Left-hander on the mound to face the left-hander, Chandler Redmond. And time called as he steps out. It is just a gorgeous night as twilight has lit up the sky with a beautiful orangish hue. And actually, the entire ballpark has an orangish hue about it with the sun setting. First pitch, Redmond cuts and misses through the left-hander's fastball, and it's 0-1. Wolfram, the fourth pitcher used by the Rough Riders in today's ballgame. Runner at second with one down, and Wolfram works from the stretch. Pitch in. Swing and a miss, and another fastball challenged him. And it's 0-2. Grant Wolfram, a 5.89 ERA this season with the Rough Riders. He's ready from the stretch. And he fires in. Just outside, didn't miss by much with a heater. One ball, two strikes. A 25-year-old stands 6'8", 235 pounds. 2-2 this year for his record. 24 appearances now, including tonight. 46 strikeouts and 36 and two-thirds innings, but 31 walks. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider up and in. Big strikeout for Grant Wolfram. Two down. Nick Raposo makes his way to the plate. This is a pretty big situation. One run in this inning could make this a completely different ball game. 3-0 Frisco. Rough Riders have pitched the most shutouts in the league, 8 already this season. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home to Raposo. Rip and a foul back into Watley's or into Garcia's glove. It's 0-1. Not Matt Watley. Matt Watley is playing currently in AAA with Round Rock. No longer the Rough Riders catcher. It's Garcia back behind the plate. 0-1. High and outside. One ball and one strike. 96 on the gun. On the fastball from Wolfram. Trying to come up with a big final out in this seventh inning. The pitch. Low of the zone. Two balls and one strike. Raposo representing the eighth spot in the order. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1 pitch. Outside. Three balls and one strike. First base is open, though you don't want to bring the tying run to the plate. You do have a lefty on deck. The 3-1. Inside for ball four. The runners at first and second, and here's Justin Turner. Wolfram, in his 23 outings, has only surrendered 3 home runs. So it hasn't been something that he's struggled with this year. 0-1 night for Turner with a walk. Left-handed batter, just 2 home runs all season. Ball flies here, though. Wolfram, first pitch. High and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. And Tico is on deck, representing the top of the order. One-oh, swing and a miss. Good slider away. 1-1. This becomes an even more pivotal at bat with 2 aboard now. Raposo doesn't have great speed at first. Neither does Nunez at second. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Upstairs with a slider, and it's now 1-2. Wolfram sitting ahead of the count. Bottom 7, 2 outs, 3-0 Rough Riders, 2 aboard. The left-hander offers home. Fouled straight back. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. Frisco has been very good in these situations. Up late in ball games, their bullpen has been really strong all season. When leading after 7 innings, they have not lost a ball game. The 1-2. Line foul left side. Into the netting, and it's still 1-2. And if Wolfram can get them through this inning with the lead, that would be the case. They would be up after 7 innings. They're 41-0 when leading after 7 frames this year. The pitch. High. 2-2. Two-two. Slips outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. We've gone full. Now the runners will get a head start, so speed doesn't play as big a factor. A base hit would easily score. Malcolm Nunez from second base. 3-2. Wolfram delivers home. Strike 3 called. He got him on the inside corner. Grant Wolfram picks up the huge strikeout, and he strands a pair in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. To the eighth we go. Rough Riders lead 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it. 4 strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the top half of the eighth inning. It's 3-0. Rough Riders out in front of the Springfield Cardinals in game two of this six-game series. Just a gorgeous night for baseball. My goodness. Can't ask for much better. First pitch to Fabian. Outside. And it's one ball and no strikes. New pitcher on the mound, Griffin Roberts, takes over for the Cardinals. He deals, and it's low and away. 2 balls and no strikes. 3 strikeouts in shutout baseball over an inning and a 2/3 for Tyler Pike. And now Roberts deals with Fabian Garcia and Aparicio, 5, 6, and 7. The pitch inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Mention the sun setting off to our left side. Lights are on. And a beautiful orange hue setting over the park. Stretch of the pitch. Off the outside corner in the dirt. Goes all the way back to the backstop, and Fabian takes his base on a 4-pitch walk. That brings Garcia to the plate. Riders lead 3-0 here in the top of the eighth inning. RBI single for Garcia's last time up. First pitch bunted foul back behind home. 0-1 trying to take advantage of the shift against him. He's a left-handed batter. It's the first strike thrown by Griffin Roberts. Roberts, the 26-year-old out of Wake Forest. Lothian, Virginia native. Limited action everywhere this year, just 11 total appearances, but they've been all over the place. 2 at rookie level. 0-1. Way high and outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. 5 in A ball, and then 4 here in Double A. So far in Double A, 2.45 ERA, allowing just 1 run over 3 2/3 innings. 4 strikeouts to 2 walks. Pitched in Springfield last year, but very limited action. Just 2 total appearances. That was his only action last year. Stretch by the righty. 1-1. Inside off the glove of Raposo. Off to his right side, and that allows Fabian to move up to second base on what will surely be a pass ball. Two balls and one strike. Really just clanked right off his glove. Miguel Aparicio is on deck for the Rough Riders. Roberts from the stretch. He delivers. Swing and a miss, 2-2. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders scored a run in the fourth, a run in the fifth, and a run in the sixth. Solo homer by Foscue in the fourth. Solo homer Josh Stowers in the sixth. RBI single by this man, Garcia, in the sixth. 2-2. Low and outside and misses. Three balls and two strikes now. Coming off a night in which the Rough Riders scored 10 runs on 15 hits. They've been held to 3 runs on 5 hits so far today. But their pitching staff has been so dang good. Shutout baseball so far through 7 innings. The pitch is grounded to second. Nick Dunn has it. Fires on to first to retire Garcia. Fabian down to third base. There's a runner at third with one out for the Rough Riders here in the eighth. That brings Miguel Aparicio up. All right, take it back. I said pass ball. They say wild pitch moves him to second base. Well, Fabian moved to second on a wild pitch and then to third on the ground out. Aparicio, left-handed batter, infield in. First pitch, upper edge outside corner with a strike. 0-1. Aparicio 0-for-3 in his Riders debut this year. A couple strikeouts for him. The pitch. Upper edge inside corner, 0-2. Aparicio did not hit very well with the Rough Riders in his very short stint. He had his season cut short early because of an ankle sprain last year. Here's the stretch. 0-2. Down low and inside. It pegged him in the right leg. Aparicio hit by the pitch on an 0-2 pitch. And it puts a runner at first base. So runners in the corners for Frisco. And Josh Stowers makes his way to the plate. This is exactly the guy you want up if you're the Rough Riders. Aparicio feeling the pain a little bit. Jared Gettert checks with him just to make sure he's all right. The Riders manager, and he says he's going to shake it off as he quite literally shakes his leg off to the right side. So Josh Stowers climbs in now. Stowers 2-for-3. Home run and a double. He's 5-for-8 in the series so far. Here's the stretch, and the pitch on the way. Inside, one ball, no strikes. Stowers bounced into a fielder's choice his last time up. Pitch in. Fabian takes off. It's Aparicio who takes off. Now Fabian coming home as the ball gets away, and he's safe at home. Aparicio speeds to third. How about that? Aparicio took off for second. The ball was dropped by Raposo on a pitch high in the zone. Went off to his right side, and Fabian came in to score. And Aparicio motored all the way down to third base. Well, it's 4-0 Rough Riders here in the eighth inning. That'll surely be a passed ball. Now 2-0 now as the pitch is rifled into left field, right at Pinder who makes the catch. Aparicio tags from third. He comes in to score, and in a blink of an eye, the Rough Riders now lead 5-0. Boy, what a turn this game has taken in the last two pitches. Sack fly for Stowers, his second RBI today, his fifth RBI of the series. We're just in game number two. Two outs in the eighth inning for Trey Hare with the bases clear. 5-0 Frisco. Left-handed batter against the right-handed thrower. There's the offering in. Soft tap or broken bat to short. Wynn has it. Fields slings it hard onto first base and got him. Boy, he showed off that arm. Clocked at 100 miles an hour in the Futures game, and that one was pretty dang close to that. Side comes to a close in the eighth. The Riders add two runs, though. It comes on no hits, no errors, and one runner. Nobody left on base, I should say. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 5 and the Cardinals nothing. The Riders Baseball Network.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for Back to School Night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Rabenboozer.
Gartenhoser. Ruhlengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the complexion of this game has changed entirely as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Grant Wolfram back on the hill facing Mike Antico in the first pitch. Inside corner, a strike 0-1. The Rough Riders score twice in the eighth inning without the aid of a hit. And they now lead 5-0. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Soft roller up the middle to short. Behind the bag, Ornelas Fields. And throws him out. One away. Mason Wynn makes his way to the plate. The Rough Riders scored those two runs with runners on the corners. Aparicio took off on a ball from first base. A passed ball allowed Fabian to score on the same play, and Aparicio moved from first to third, stealing second and then moving to third on that passed ball. And then he came in to score. The pitch home to Wynn. Upper edge of the zone for a called strike, 0-1. On a sacrifice fly to left. That was within a span of two pitches all that action happened. The Rough Riders now lead 5-0. The 0-1. Way inside on Wynn, and it's 1-1. And so when you look at where this game was, even in the bottom half of the seventh, when the tying run was at the plate, with runners at first and second and two outs, the 1-1. Wynn swings, grounds it foul back behind home, 1-2. And now where it's at now, with the Rough Riders up 5-0, it's completely different. Mark Church is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen with Grant Wolfram pitching in his first full inning. He came in with the runner at second and one out in that seventh, relieving Grant Anderson. 1-2. Soft roller foul at the plate. Still one ball, two strikes. And we know Jared Gettert, Riders manager, is not afraid of mid-inning pitching change by any means. We'll see if Wolfram can get through this eighth inning or if Church will go in the ninth for the Rough Riders to start his outing. Saw Furo Zuna pitch last night, not in a save situation, straining the bases loaded. 1-2. Fly ball to right field, down the line. Fabian comes charging in towards the line and squeezes with two hands. Two outs. There's Jordan Walker now. Walker 0 for 3. Ground out, strikeout in his two trips. Here's the stretch. Pitch on the way. Hard grounder to the shortstop. Ornelas is sliding backhanded stop. Long throw across. What a pick by Krim, and it's in time. Great play on both sides for the Rough Riders infield. Ornelas is sliding backhanded stop. Krim, a marvelous pick at first base. And the Rough Riders are out of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. A 1-2-3 frame for Grant Wolfram. Top nine, Frisco leads 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends, welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Leonardo Taveras takes over on the mound for Springfield. As we go to the top of the ninth inning, it's 5-0 Rough Riders in the top of the order due up for Frisco. Jonathan Ornelas, Justin Foscue, and Dustin Harris, the three due up, as we're coming to close to an end of the second game of this series. Stretch in the first pitch. Ornelas takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. He walked in the seventh. He's 0-3 and needs a hit to extend his hitting streak to 12 games. Taveras delivers inside. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders and Cardinals will play tomorrow night in Game 3 at 7:05. Bit of a mix-up. The 1-1. This is low of the zone. Two balls and one strike. First two games of this series were played at 6:35. And now 7:05 will be tomorrow's game. Zach Kent will take the ball for the Rough Riders. 2-1. Off the end of the bat, a fly ball to center field. And Tico started in, now heads back, makes the catch in left center. One out of the ninth. An 0-for-4 night for Ornelas, who most likely end his hitting streak. Justin Foscue stands in. He's 1-for-3 with a home run. Was hit by a pitch back in the seventh. Zach Kent this year, 1-2, a 5.20 earned run average. He'll go against Kyle Leahy, who's 7-6 with a 5.97 ERA. First pitch, just a hair outside. One ball, no strikes. One-oh. rammed into left, but right at Chase Pinder. He jogs in a couple steps, makes the grab. Two down. 5-0 Rough Riders. Here's Dustin Harris, top of the ninth inning. A couple walks for Harris. He's 0 for 2 today. Scored a run. First pitch. High fly ball into left field, right at Pinder again. He barely has to move, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the ninth inning in 1-2-3 fashion. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom nine coming up, Rough Riders and Cardinals. Frisco leads 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Mark Church takes over for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. It's 5-0 Frisco out in front of the Springfield Cardinals. Nick Dunn, Chase Pinder, Malcolm Nunez. Here in the ninth inning, due up. It's the middle third of the order, 4, 5, and 6. Well, normally Mark Church would wear number 38. He's wearing number 51 in his gray uniform today. He unfortunately forgot to pack it, so he wears number 51 in the gray uniforms. 1-for-3 day for Nick Dunn. Church, a right-hander from the stretch. Actually, from the wind, he deals in. This is up high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Mark Church has not surrendered a run so far in a Rough Riders uniform. He's back into his windup in the 1-0. Hard grounder, first base side, foul. Picked up by Krim. 1-1. Church just 21 years old. 5 innings for the Rough Riders, no runs allowed, 7 strikeouts. That was after having a 2.91 ERA in 23 outings in High A Hickory. He has been lights out for Frisco. Facing a dangerous hitter in Dunn, who's on an 11-game hitting streak. The 1-1. High fly ball to right field. Fabian tracing over into right center. He's under it. Makes the catch. Fly ball out to right field, and now Chase Pinder makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders leading 5-0. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. The offering. Finds the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Church, fastball, and slider are the two main pitches. The 0-1, chopper foul, third base side off the facing of the Riders' dugout, 0-2. And he has used them to perfection so far. That slider, a lot of downward bite. The pitch in. Off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. That fastball will be in the mid to upper 90s. 1-2. Fouled straight back on the heater. 1-2. That one at 95. Reaches hard, or is 97. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider low and away. Strike three. First strikeout tonight for Church. Two down in the ninth. Riders lead 5-0, and the final hope is Malcolm Nunez for Springfield. Rough Riders trying to win their fourth game in their last five and take the first two of this series. First offering, slider catches the outside corner of strike, 0-1. The pitch is driven high in the air. Deep to left center field, forget it. Long gone. Malcolm Nunez homers for the 15th time this season. His second in his mini games, and there's the first run allowed by Mark Church at the AA level. The ball was belted to left center. Chandler Redmond stands in now, 5-1, so the shutout's gone. Rough Riders still lead by 4. The pitch. Upper edge outside corner. Strike with a fastball, 0-1. Man, that thing was crushed. The 0-1. Grounder up the middle, and that one scoots into center for a base hit. So back-to-back hits with 2 outs in the ninth inning. A homer and a single, and here's Nick Raposo. That home run by Malcolm Nunez. 106 off the bat, 425 feet, and a 113 mile an hour off the bat homer in yesterday's game. Garcia goes out and chats quickly with Mark Church. Nick Raposo 0 for 2 today with a walk. We're still at a juncture in the game where you don't really have to worry at this point right now. It's still a 4-run game. Another couple runs and it'll start a little bit nervous. Church delivers. High. 1-0. He had no problem getting through the first two hitters, a fly ball out to right field and a strikeout. And the 0-1 pitch by Nunez was tattooed to left. 0-1. This is up high. Slider slipped out of his hand, 2-0. And this is what you want to see from Church after giving up the home run. How does he respond? As he settles things down. He allowed 7 homers in 23 outings in high A. That's his first year in double A. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good slider away. 2-1. Pull side shift for the Riders infield. 2-1, slips high and outside, 3-1. Trying to get out of this game with a 4-run win. Runner at first, 2 outs. The 3-1. Inside for ball 4. Hits with a slider. Well, runners at first and second now, and Justin Turner at the plate. Same situation that was in the 7th inning with runners at first and second and 2 out, and Turner at the dish. He was called out on strikes. Here's Jeff Andrews out of the Rough Riders dugout. And he's going to go have a chat with Church. Church, one of the really easy guys to root for on this team. When he first came to the Rough Riders clubhouse, I remember walking in, going out to introduce myself, and he said, "Hey, I'm Churchy." Churchy it is. One of the really good guys and the youngest guy on the team. Being talked to by Jeff Andrews. We have Church at 21 years old. Jeff Andrews, the Riders pitching coach, has been in baseball for 39 years at the professional level. Now here's Justin Turner with 2 aboard. The pitch. Check swing. He went around. Low of the zone, 0-1. Not that Justin Turner. Turner spelled T-O-E-R-N-E-R. Looks like toner, but it's Turner. Pitch in. Inside, and the count goes to 1-1. Slider missed. 5-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the ninth inning, 1 run in. Things getting a little bit dicey in the ninth inning for the second consecutive ballgame. 1-1. Inside, nearly hit him with the slider on the back foot. 2-1. Fernario Zuna picked up the save, or did not pick up the save, I should say. Came in and pitched the ninth yesterday. Stranded the bases, loaded with the tying run at the plate. It's not quite the situation we're in yet. 2-1. Away with the fastball, and it's 3-1. 97 on the gun from Mark Church. Turner ready at the plate. And the 3-1 pitch on the way from Churchy. Slider catches the outside corner for a strike, 3-2. Boy, a beautiful 3-1 slider. Right on the outer edge, thigh high. Turner just 2 home runs all year. The pitch, runners go. Chopper up the middle. That scoots into center, base hit. Redmond around third. He comes in to score. Raposo goes first to third. And it's now 5-2 here in the ninth. On a 3-2 pitch, an RBI single, and with the runners taking off. Now runners on the corners. And Mike Antico, the 7th man of the plate in the inning, against Church. And the Rough Riders do have action out of their bullpen now, as it looks like Ty Tiedemann has started to get up and loosen. Just in case. So the tying run at the plate. Rough Riders led 5-0 entering into this inning. It's now 5-2. First pitch. Runner takes off for second. Swing and a miss. And no throw. Runners at second and third now. 2 outs. 0-1 on Antico. Church delivers in the 0-1. Swinging a foul back into Garcia's glove, and it's 0-2. 1 strike away. 5-2. Frisco leads it. Bottom half of the ninth inning with 2 outs. Antico calls time and steps out. Here's the 0-2. Fouled away left side. Still no balls, two strikes. Riders trying to get out of Dodge. And Tico back into the very back of the batter's box. And the 0-2. High for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Church with 27 pitches so far in this ninth inning. One, two. Down low in the dirt, blocked. Garcia has a trickle out in front of home, but no advancement. Two balls and two strikes. You really want to get Antico. Mason Wynn and Jordan Walker are lurking after Antico. That's where things get really dicey. All this happening with two outs here in the ninth inning. Two, two. High and outside with a slider, and we're full at three balls and two strikes. I don't think there's any doubt this will be Church's final batter. Next pitch will be number 30 for him in the inning. Left-handed batting Antico awaits on the 3-2. Here she comes. High pop-up in the infield. This should do it. Foscue calls everyone off. He makes the catch, and the Riders win. Frisco wins 5-2 in the second game of this six-game series. And for the second straight day, it was interesting in the ninth, but the Riders come away with a win, and they take a two-game-to-nothing lead in this six-game set. Riders, a 5-2 victory. We'll bring it down for you on the post-game show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Hammonds Field. Rough Riders win it by the final score of 5-2 over the Springfield Cardinals, and they take the first two games of this six-game series. Zach Bigley with you on the post-game show, and the Rough Riders have won four of their last five ball games now after winning the series in Arkansas and taking the first two games of this series in Springfield. Get you the final numbers for both these teams. Rough Riders finished with five runs on five hits, no errors, and seven left on base. Cardinals, two runs on seven hits, no errors, and eight runs left on the base paths. Rough Riders playing another quick game, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of 2,340 here in Hammonds Field. The win in this game goes to James Jones. In his one inning of work, he struck out the side, and congratulations to Jones on coming back and pitching for the first time since 2019. He picks up the victory and strikes out the side. Gordon Graceffo, the loss in this game, he goes to 5-2 on the season. He pitched pretty well, just the three runs allowed, the two solo homers, and the RBI single by David Garcia in the sixth inning, and that's kind of what did him in, even though he goes 5 1/3 innings and ultimately pitched pretty darn well, especially through his first three innings of work in shutout baseball. Well, the Rough Riders, they improved to 13-10 and 49-43 overall in the season. Springfield goes to 13-10 and 44-48 overall on the year. We'll give you a look at the Texas League scoreboard, the affiliate scoreboard as well, and in addition to that, we'll set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow's Game 3 of the series. More to come on the Riders postgame show when we come back. Rough Riders win 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network. In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to Hammonds Field one final time on this Wednesday night. Rough Riders win it 5-2 over Springfield, and they improved to 13-10 in the second half. Same record as the Springfield Cardinals. So the Rough Riders, they win it 5-2, and let's take a look around the rest of the Texas League scoreboard, see how everyone else fared. The tough one is Midland comes back to win it at home against San Antonio. They win 3-2, so the Rough Riders don't gain any ground on the Midland Rockhounds in the South. Wichita, they're trailing 5-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning to Northwest Arkansas. And Tulsa, they're tied at 2 in the top of the ninth at home against Arkansas. Corpus Christi and Amarillo also tied at 2 in the top of the ninth inning. So both those games coming down to the wire. So look at the Texas League scoreboard. Let's take a look at the affiliate scoreboard now. As down east, they win it 10-3 over Charleston on the road, bringing out the bats with 11 hits. Hickory also bringing out the bats. They're still in action against Rome in the top of the eighth inning. 11-6, the score in that ball game. Hickory out in front. And Round Rock, they lead 8-1 in the top of the seventh over Sacramento. That game, a lot of hits for Round Rock with 8 runs on 10 hits. As for the big league club, the Rangers played the Seattle Mariners earlier today, and more tough luck for the Rangers as they get swept by Seattle 4-2, and Julio Rodriguez has another monster game. He homers for the second consecutive game, 3 runs in the bottom of the seventh on a 3-run go-ahead homer by Rodriguez. So 4-2 the final, Rangers fall to the Seattle Mariners. As for tomorrow, the Rough Riders will take on these same Cardinals in the third game of this six-game series. It'll be game number 93 of the season, and the Rough Riders will turn to Zach Kent for the start. 1-2, a 5.20 ERA for Kent. Kyle Leahy will start on the other side for Springfield. He's 7-6 this year, a 5.97 earned run average. First pitch time will be at 7.05, and we'll talk to you from Hammonds Field at 6.45 for the pregame show. That's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. Thanks to everyone here with our gracious hosts at Hammonds Field in Springfield. And on behalf of everyone with the Rough Riders, my name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you at 6:45 for the pregame show and 7:05 for the first pitch of Game 3 of the six-game series tomorrow. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.